Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to have a guest on the show from the American Red Cross of Greater PA. Her name is Nicole Rochella, and she's the Regional Communications Manager. Nicole, thanks for being on the show today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You know, I saw that the American Red Cross reached out to reporters across the state of Pennsylvania recently, talking about a partnership to encourage people to donate blood. So why don't we start there and tell us a little bit about that partnership?
Sure. So right now is a very critical time for the Red Cross to be collecting blood donations. We typically see blood and platelet donations decrease over the summer. And that's because families are switching up their routines. Kids are getting out of school. Families are starting up summer activities or traveling on vacations or for holidays like the 4th of July. So this is a time where we see people kind of fall off track of coming to their blood donation appointments every 56 days. So we're really asking people to help us collect more blood donations right now and in this coming month. You know, this is actually a concerning trend for us. We are sending out blood donations to hospitals faster than they're coming into the Red Cross. So just over the last 2 months, the Red Cross collected about 50,000 fewer blood donations than needed. So we're at a point where we're putting out this call, like you said, across the state to get people to, you know, remember that there's families in the hospital right now who need our help. Not everyone's out traveling and enjoying, you know, the summer weather and all the fun that goes along with it. So we're hoping people kind of take a second to remember those families who really need us right now, those patients. And you spoke about the partnership we're doing right now. So now through July 16th, we're offering a bonus $15 gift card by email whenever you come to give blood at a Red Cross blood drive. And also, right now, the Red Cross is teaming up with Warner Brothers Discovery for the 35th anniversary of Shark Week and also the theatrical release of Meg 2, The Trench, to celebrate Summer of Sharks and help avoid the frequent summer blood shortages that we see. So everyone who comes to give July 12th through August 12th will be automatically entered for a chance to win a 3-night New York getaway for two. And that includes a private shark dive adventure at the Long Island Aquarium. It's a pretty cool little treat there. And those who come to give July 17th to the 31st will also receive an officially licensed Shark Week t-shirt while supplies last. So we've done this partnership with Shark Week other years, and it's been pretty popular. So we're teaming up with them again, hopefully encouraging people to come out and give blood.
This is fantastic. If you go to the website that is www.redcrossblood.org, and then it's the backslash with the Shark Week, and you can see that the logo is don't be cold-blooded, give blood. And it's just, it's really well done marketing, right? I mean, it's definitely cross promotion. And I guess you continue to do it because you're seeing success with this from previous years. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, get some more people to come out, and hopefully, you know, that is kind of a draw for people, you know, the fun little incentives we have. But, you know, for me personally, just knowing that we're seeing less and less blood donations right now at a time where it's really needed, that's a big incentive for me. So, you know, knowing that we need to be there for people in need, that's kind of why, what draws me to come and give. But of course, yeah, there's other fun things for people who are interested in Shark Week, of course.
So the promotion to win the 3-night New York getaway for two and a private shark dive adventure at the Long Island Aquarium. So if you go to redcrossblood.org/shark, that's where you can you just make an appointment online and it connects you somewhere to your local blood bank? Is that how it works?
Oh yeah. So anytime you want to make a blood drive appointment, an appointment to give blood, just visit redcrossblood.org And you'll see right on the front page and also in the top right corner, it says find a blood drive. You type in your zip code and it'll pull up a list of blood drives near you. And you just choose what time you want to give. And it will, you know, sign you up right there. It's very fast and easy process. I also like to encourage people to use the Red Cross blood donor app. That's found on your app store. Just type in Red Cross blood donor and it'll come right up. It's a really quick and easy way to, you know, keep up with your blood donation appointments, schedule your next one after you give blood. Like I said, you can give blood every 56 days. So for me, you know, it's like, oh, there's going to be another blood drive at the same place in a couple months. Do you want to come to that one? And another really great thing about our app, which is why I use it personally, is it'll show you your blood journey. So anytime you give blood with the Red Cross, it shows you, okay, now it's in, you know, processing and testing. Now it's getting into the storage phase. And then at the very end, you know, it'll show you your blood went to this specific hospital and give you the name and location. And I just think that's a really cool thing to see, you know, it come full circle after you give blood to know exactly where your blood is going to help patients. So that's all on the Red Cross blood donor app.
That's amazing. That's really, really intense for sure. The shortages that happened, so regional Red Crosses then supply hospitals with their blood. And so is this like nationwide where we're collecting this 50,000 fewer, or is this right here in Pennsylvania?
Correct. That 50,000 fewer blood donations is across the country. Now, how the Red Cross works, which is actually great for patients, we supply 40% of America's blood to hospitals and treatment centers around the country. So we're the single largest supplier, and that allows us to kind of work on this national network and get blood where it needs to be when people need it. So when you give blood at your local drive, that blood is going to fill the need at, you know, your local hospitals in your area. But then beyond that, it will serve, you know, go out regionally, nationally, further, you know, if it has to. But it allows us to kind of move our blood supply and make sure it's in the position where it needs to be for the patients that need it.
Tremendous. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about the blood donation process? So you make an appointment online, you confirm your appointment time, and then what happens when you go in for people who've never donated before?
Yeah, so it's a very easy process, about 1 hour, you know, in and out, after you, you know, sign up online, get your appointment, and you show up to your blood drive that day. First, you're going to start with our health history process, where they ask you a few questions about, you know, your personal health and maybe places you've traveled, in a very like private conversation with your phlebotomist, talking about any prescriptions or over the counter medicines you have taken, get your temperature, pulse, blood pressure, and hemoglobin levels checked. And then after that, you move on to the actual blood donation itself. So they'll, you know, cleanse the air of your arm, use a brand new sterile needle for the blood draw. And it just feels like a quick pinch, and is over in just a few seconds. I only recently started donating blood a couple years ago, and I was nervous myself, but it's a very fast and easy process. I've found it to be nearly painless, personally for me. So as a person who, you know, no one likes needles, but to me, that's little pinch is so worth it for what you're doing to help people. So, you know, after that, your blood donation takes about 8 to 10 minutes. That's when you're actually, you know, seated and they're taking the blood draw. And then once they collect about a pint of blood, they bandage your arm up. You go over to our refreshment and recovery area, have a snack, some drinks, just hang out to make sure you're, you know, feeling okay and you're on your way. I definitely advise, you know, thinking about your activity level, you know, maybe don't have hard exercises before or after your blood donation, thinking about you know, eating nutritious foods just to make sure you're feeling well. But we don't, you know, personally, I've never had an experience where I've felt any, you know, lower after coming out of a blood donation appointment. I've felt, you know, completely 100% normal, could go about my day, continue my normal routine. So, you know, those are all important things to keep in mind when you're coming to your blood donation appointment, thinking about what you're eating and before and after, and just making sure you're good to go. But like I said, it's about 1 hour of your time, and you're going to help save more than one life with your blood donation.
So there are different kinds of blood donations. Is that right?
Yeah, you can give a whole blood donation. That's what we typically think about when we're talking about just giving a regular blood donation.
And how many times can you do that a year?
That is every 56 days.
Okay.
You can give that blood.
Okay.
Then
how old
go ahead.
How old do you have to be to do that? 16.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's what I'm seeing. 16 and 110 pounds for
a
donation that you can do up to six times a year. Okay. And so that's really what you're asking for today, correct?
Correct. Yes. And there's other sort of different kind of blood donations, talking about the Power Red donation, which is basically giving sort of double the amount of red blood cells. So that's kind of a not your typical donation, but that's every 112 days.
Okay.
And we're also always looking for platelet donations. Those are used to, it's a platelets, if you don't know, are a key clotting component of the blood, often needed by cancer patients. So this type of blood product has to be transfused to a patient just 5 days after a donation. So the need is always constant. And we need, you know, new and current donors to help keep up with that demand.
Is that process of collection any different from going into a blood drive?
It is. So your platelets will be scheduled at a different area, like a Red Cross fixed site, not necessarily a blood drive that just pops up at a church or, you know, other community center or something like that. We do our platelet donations typically at different sites. But those take a little bit longer just because of the process of giving platelets is a little bit different. But your typical, you know, blood donation is just that hour long.
Very nice. And then you also have something called an AB elite plasma donation. So this is for people who have that AB blood.
Yeah. And that's only done at our select Red Cross blood donation centers. Like I said, those kind of fixed sites versus the pop-up blood drives that we typically see.
So nice. I mean, the website is fantastic. It really explains everything. So if you're missing some of this, or you're just hearing this for the first time and you want to go on and read more, it has absolutely everything on there. That's great. You know, there are some reasons why people can't donate, right? So maybe we should just go over those very quickly.
Sure. Well, and you know, it's a lot of kind of your personal, you know, health history and what your eligibility is. So I recommend visiting redcross.org/eligibility or just redcrossblood.org. You'll find your way there. But there are some reasons people can't give. Majority of people are able to give a whole blood donation. But I will say only 3% of the American population gives blood.
Wow.
That is very low. So, you know, that's why we're always asking people to come out and help. It's so important. And, you know, a lot of people I've talked to at blood drives, and I can also say personally for me, this is true as well, is they wish they would have started donating sooner. When you realize how quick and easy the process is, and then how much you can actually help a family in need, it's so worth it to me. A lot of people say, you know, I didn't ever think about donating blood until my friend got in an accident or my grandma had cancer or something like that. So I advise people, you know, don't wait until something personal to you has happened. You know, think of all the people out there who need our help.
Nicole Rochella is the regional communications manager for the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. She's talking to us today about much needed donations and how to make an appointment to give blood. She's also talking to us about a great partnership they have with Shark Week. We'll hear more about that when we come back from our break. Stay with us. You're listening to WHJB.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to WHJB's Westmoreland Community Connections. I'm Jennifer Mealy, your host. I'm here today with Nicole Rochella. She's the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. She's doing a great job really explaining from beginning to end what you need to do and how you need to do it to make a donation. A startling statistic she shared with us today is that only 3% of the American population actually gives blood. So this is your opportunity to turn up that radio and listen in and learn more about how you can help. As she said, most people don't give blood until someone they're close to needs it, and then they step up. So we're asking you not to wait, because the American Red Cross has collected about 50,000 fewer blood donations than they need across the country over the last 2 months. So to make the situation even more impactful and sort of, you know, to reach a new audience, the Red Cross teamed up with Warner Brothers for the 35th anniversary of Shark Week, not to mention the theatrical release of Meg 2, The Trench. And so if you, between July 12th and August 12th, if you're coming in, you'll have a chance to win a New York getaway for two with a private shark dive adventure at Long Island Aquarium. That is just, you know, that's just a really neat way to try to, you know, prompt people to go. Also, in between July 17th and July 31st, donors will receive an officially licensed Shark Week t-shirt while supplies last, and then they're automatically entered for that chance to win that New York getaway. So I think it's an exceptional way to try to attract more and new people to give blood. Nicole took us through the whole process. You can go right online. You can also go on an app that tracks your blood donations, so you can see where they went, which is really, really tremendous. So Nicole, you must have a great job though, right? I mean, your job is to communicate about helping people all the time. Do you love your job?
I do. I think I have a great job. I get to work with great people, obviously, at the Red Cross. It's people who want to help other people. So that's great, number one. And then number two, it's really meaningful. I get to hear stories and meet people who were helping and see how, you know, the generous donations that the Red Cross receives, which is just from the American public, how all of those donations go to people and help them get through really tough times, get through emergencies, whether that's, it could be a couple different things. It could be an emergency like a house fire or a flood. It could also be a medical emergency, as we're talking about, where they would need a blood donation or blood transfusions. And it could even be with the military. We do emergency communications when a big family event or something happens over here in the U.S. If your family's trying to reach a deployed service member, we communicate that message and work with the military to bring that service member home for, it could be a birth or possibly a funeral or a medical emergency here. So, there's all kinds of emergencies that the Red Cross tries to make sure that our fellow neighbors aren't dealing with alone.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. Now, you said that you only started to give blood recently. It probably just wasn't on your radar as a young person, right? I mean, it just wasn't on your radar until you start working and learning more about this organization.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you brought up how the Shark Week partnership kind of opens us up to a new audience. Hopefully, that's part of the goal. Recently, we had a partnership with Peanuts and these Snoopy t-shirts that, to my surprise as well, went viral. Young blood donors were coming in. They were so excited to get these t-shirts. It was all over social media. Like I said, it went viral, these Snoopy t-shirts. So that brought in another generation of blood donors that we don't typically see. So, you know, a lot of blood donators, donors are older. So I want to, you know, put the call out there for people younger who've maybe never thought about giving blood. It's a great way to give back. You know, it's kind of a volunteer opportunity. You only have to do every 56 days, and just an hour of your time, but there's such a big, you know, reward, by giving your blood to somebody else.
It's tremendous. Now there's also an opportunity to volunteer, right?
Of course. Yeah. We're always looking for volunteers, and the Red Cross has so many different opportunities. So whatever your personal skill level is, or even just interests, I speak to a lot of people who are retired from, you know, a long career in one industry, and now they want to spend their time doing something completely different. So the Red Cross welcomes, you know, both of those things. If you have a skill set in something that you want to further develop, or if you want to try something new and get out and help people. So you can do a list of things. I encourage you to visit redcross.org/volunteer. That could be, you know, responding to home fires, helping people who are forced out of their home. They need help on where do they start, you know, the recovery process, what do they do? We make sure that, you know, people have a roof over their head, food to eat, the comfort and care that you need in a time of disaster like that. Speaking with blood drives like we were, you can also work as a blood donor ambassador. That's welcoming people into the blood drive, getting them registered for their appointment when they come in, and helping them at the refreshment table. So those are just two examples of, you know, volunteer opportunities that we're always looking for to fill. So if you visit redcross.org/volunteer, you can learn a lot more about what the opportunities are.
Tremendous. So tell us, this is not the only thing. This is one of many things the American Red Cross does. Do you want to give us a little background of the Red Cross?
Sure. So the Red Cross mission is all about alleviating human suffering. So we do that in a couple of ways. Like I mentioned, through our disaster response, the Red Cross across the country responds to more than 60,000 disasters every year. And large disasters like hurricanes, floods, wildfires, those are increasing in frequency and intensity. So that also plays into, you know, how many volunteers we need, how many financial donations we need to respond to all of these things. As I mentioned, our blood services, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs a blood transfusion. So the Red Cross supplies 40% of the nation's blood, and we depend on generous donors who come to us to help save lives.
Just wonderful. You know, you see the American Red Cross, you know, the telltale red cross, and then the white around it. You see that emergency disasters, you see it, you know, all over the country. And this is a very old and embedded organization. You want to talk a little bit about how it started?
Sure. The Red Cross has been around for more than 140 years. And it's a storied organization. One of, you know, the first major responses was the Johnstown flood. Clara Barton, our founder, was there and, you know, working with getting volunteers together to help. So the history also comes back to this part of Pennsylvania as well. But I would just say it's a program that is really there to help your fellow neighbor. And I think that's just so important. A lot of people kind of, maybe you see things happen on the news and you kind of, you know, wonder, how can I help? I wish I could help, but I encourage people to look into the Red Cross for those volunteer opportunities or to make a financial donation, because, you know, we're the ones working with those neighbors to make sure they get through those emergencies. So to me, it's a very worthwhile organization to work for and also spread the word about.
Wonderful. Could you talk to us as we wrap up the interview here? We have about 3 minutes left. Tell us all the ways that people can learn more about the Red Cross. Is it online? Is it social? Is it YouTube? Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. So I would say your first stop should be redcross.org. We have so much information on there, from how you can donate, how you can give blood, get trained and certified in courses like CPR or lifeguarding, all of that, how you can volunteer with us. So, and also if you're in a disaster situation, how you can get help. So there's tons of information on there. You can also follow us on social media on Twitter at Red Cross GPA for Greater PA. Also on Facebook, the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. We're also on LinkedIn and Instagram as well as American Red Cross, or sorry, Red Cross GPA. So, you know, on those, we're constantly sharing out information about where we're helping in the local communities. For example, right now we have a large flood response in the eastern part of the state, where the flooding has moved from Pennsylvania to New York, up now to Vermont. So, you know, we'll share information about what we're doing there to help people. And also just throughout the weeks, just different tips about, you know, how you and your family can stay safe this summer. So we encourage you to check us out on social media and give us a follow and see what we have going on.
Tremendous. You know, you've been an excellent interview today. You've given us a lot to think about with the American Red Cross. Particularly, one more time, I want to promote that, you know, that the blood shortage is happening right now. 50,000 fewer blood donations than needed over the last 2 months. Now's your opportunity to make an appointment to give blood. You can do that by going to redcrossblood.org. You can schedule your appointment. You can check in and do everything you need to do to assist or help or volunteer or even donate. I should mention that as well, right, Nicole?
Yeah, of course. You know, we welcome anything you can give to us, whether that's time as a volunteer, a financial donation, or donating blood, like you said.
Tremendous partnership now with Warner Brothers for the 35th anniversary of Shark Week. So now through August 12th, if you come in, you're going to be automatically entered for a chance to win a 3-night New York getaway for two with a private shark dive adventure at Long Island Aquarium. That's pretty neat. And then now through July 31st, presenting donors will receive a licensed Shark Week t-shirt. So that's while supplies last. A lot of great incentives besides, as you said, you know, for someone like you, you don't need an incentive. You just want to help people. But these are some added fun bonuses that you get when you come in. And, you know, it might take the scariness out of it away, right? Like you said, nobody likes needles, but this makes it a little bit more fun, don't you think?
Of course. Yeah, I agree.
Nicole Rochella is the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole.
Thank you. I hope to see everyone out at one of our local blood drives. I really appreciate the chance.
I really do. And you did a great job today. Thanks for being here. And thank you all for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.